Tens of thousands of customers in Puerto Rico remain without power more than a week after Tropical Storm Ernesto passed through the U.S. territory. Officials have vowed to restore electricity to all affected areas by the weekend.
The National Weather Service has issued another excessive heat advisory, warning of dangerously hot and humid conditions. Over 40,000 of the nearly 1.5 million customers were still without power as of the afternoon. Paul Gomez reporting.
Two German Navy vessels made a rare stop in Tokyo Bay following their participation in the rim of the Pacific military exercises during a global tour.
These vessels are part of Germany's Indo-Pacific deployment, intended to demonstrate support for allies in Japan, Malaysia, South Korea, and India. The tour comes amid rising tensions in the South China Sea due to China's activities, leading Germany to join the RIMPAC exercises for the first time in 2021. Benjamin Wright reporting.
A former Minneapolis police officer convicted in the killing of George Floyd has been released from federal custody, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons.
Thomas Lane was convicted in 2022 of violating Floyd's civil rights during the fatal arrest on May 25, 2020, by former officer Derek Chauvin. Lane received a 2.5-year federal prison sentence in 2022. Earlier that year, he was also convicted on state charges of aiding and abetting manslaughter and sentenced to 3 years. Liam White reporting.
Ukraine's parliament has outlawed religious groups with ties to the Russian Orthodox Church or any other faith group that supports Russia's invasion.
This legislation is widely perceived as targeting a Ukrainian religious organization despite its assertion of independence from Moscow. The bill provides the government with legal means to ban the activities of any religious group found to be closely linked to Russia or supportive of its invasion of Ukraine. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A trial is set for June 2025 for a California man accused of attempting to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his suburban Washington, D.C. home.
U.S. District Judge Peter Masitt scheduled the trial date for Nicholas John Roski during a hearing Tuesday at the federal courthouse in Greenbelt, Maryland. It was the first hearing in the case in nearly 2 years. Roski, from California, was arrested near Kavanaugh's home in Chevy Chase, Maryland, in June 2022. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A 35-year-old driver has been charged with murder after police allege he struck and killed a bystander in Houston while trying to hit his domestic partner.
The Houston Police Department identified Sandon James George as the suspect arrested in connection with a fatal crash near downtown Houston early Sunday morning. George is accused of killing a 41-year-old nightclub manager with his car while allegedly attempting to run over his domestic partner, police said. Kevin Sanders reporting.
President Biden approved a major disaster declaration for Vermont, making federal funding available to aid individuals and communities impacted by flooding from July 9th through July 11th due to the remnants of Hurricane Beryl.
Governor Phil Scott has also requested a separate disaster declaration for flood damage caused by storms on July 30th. The remnants of Beryl dropped over 6 inches of rain in a few hours on parts of Vermont, destroying and damaging homes, knocking out bridges, and isolating towns. Kyle Norris reporting.
A high-profile dispute between the United Auto Workers and Stellantis over the reopening of an Illinois factory complex has become a factor in the U.S. presidential race and may lead to a strike against the automaker.
In a speech at the Democratic National Convention on Monday night, Union President Sean Fain accused Stellantis of breaking its promise to reopen a closed assembly plant in Belvidere, Illinois, just over an hour northwest of Chicago. "Let me be clear. Stellantis must keep the promises they made to America in our union contract," Fain declared to the crowd at the Chicago convention. Jim Kender reported.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.